Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Health is an asset class, my friend.
It is.
We talk about buckets all the time. There's four of them. There's, you know, most of our, if you've been any kind of a long-term listener, you'll know these terms: the income bucket, the growth bucket, the health bucket, and the legacy bucket. And when we inevitably speak to crowds and we ask them the question, you know, what concerns you about retirement? There's a number of consistent things that come up, and always health comes up.
Can we do something different that we've really never done in our show?
Sounds fun.
Can we tell everybody how we handle the health bucket?
Yeah.
Just share it with everybody.
Sure, absolutely.
This is, you're giving away free books because of my shirt. Let's give away free information to everybody out there about how you take care of your health bucket in retirement. So first and foremost, we say health is an asset class because health is what will help you enjoy your retirement.
Absolutely.
The second part of this, Dave, is there is a process you need to go through in order to protect your health and, more importantly, the quality of care in the future.
And the add to that the quality of life, right? This is about quality of life.
It's enjoying everything.
That's right.
So let's start off with...
Hang on. Can I add one more thing?
Go for it.
Because I want to frame it for people in retirement. So when we talk about retirement, you know, at the seminar, we talk about sort of four potential stages. We call retirement just one phase.
Yeah. Can I narrow it down to three and make it really fun and easy?
Yeah.
It's the fun years, the not so fun years, and the get me the hell out of here stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Those are the three real stages you're going to go through.
Driven by typically changes in health.
Yes. Right. And so I'm going to come out and say, here's what we first do. When I sit down with a client, because I lead the health bucket, I love talking about this, not because it's health, but it's about finding the solution and getting the results from the solution. Number one, first thing you need to do is understand there's three parts to your health, or three different areas in regards to your health care.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is day-to-day living. What are you doing or need from a day-to-day perspective? And the first that comes up is medical and dental, either insurance or payments towards those things. So when you go see your dentist or prescription drugs and so forth, we'll go above and beyond that, talking about, because it's your lifestyle, travel insurance. Do you have those set up, and do you know what it takes or what's required, especially with changing and pre-existing conditions and so forth? Things will change along the way.
Right.
So understanding what you have from a day-to-day perspective, shopping around, making sure you've got the right policies or right protection or assets to protect in that situation.
Right.
One other piece that people need to look at from a health bucket perspective is our second phase, which I call preventive.
Right.
The preventive side, Dave, is where we start talking about the things you can do to prevent issues in the future.
Mm-hmm.
From as easy or simple as having a gym membership, which you attend. I have a gym membership, but I call it a donation because I just don't go.
Does eating a Timbit count in there?
That was for my Fitbit, it does. I walked to there and got it. But the perspective of the preventive category requires you to list the items you need to do to prevent issues in the future. So gym membership, yoga classes are coming up more and more for individuals over the age of 50. Very important there for strength training and so forth, flexibility and so forth. So that's coming into play. We do one thing on top of that. We actually ask our clients to sit down and get an annual review or an annual physical with their family physician. And not just get that completed, but get a report that identifies issues that you have in family history, that you have in what medications you're taking in regards to the diets that you have,
mm-hmm.
and what you need to do to in your lifestyle to make sure that you have a preventive issues in the future.
Exactly.
Add one more layer to that. We work with U.S. DNA companies, and we ask our clients if they choose to use this company to go out and get your DNA done. Now, you and I have got our DNA tests done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in the DNA test, it kind of goes through a couple things. Do you have the genetic variant? I hope I'm saying these
the
words.
Gene variant,
the gene variant. That gives you the predisposition to certain types of illnesses such as Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, and so forth. That doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Correct.
That just means are you predisposed to that?
Now, let's talk about why. So why did we get that, right? Talk about, you know, you're getting the testing done, but and this is going to sound a little bit morbid, and I don't want it to sound morbid, but your family history and my family history, as an example, are very different.
Very different. Okay, so first of all, you're in a family of tall people, but that's separate to the case. the real part of it is, and I'm going to share your personal information and mine. On my DNA test, the variance for long-term disease is not there. for your family, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be dementia, Alzheimer's.
Right.
And so when you look at long-term issues, the cost for you in long-term care or long-term needs of care
right.
is much more than in my situation, just solely focusing on the DNA test itself. What the DNA test does is just adds another layer of information so you have a guidance of what's available. People freak out and they want to load up in their health bucket and save all this money or dedicate assets to that because just in case. And I think that might be a waste of resources.
Yeah.
And so why not get as much information to give you the highest probability to understand what the future may look like?
Right.
Okay. So there's your annual physical and your DNA test. We call that part of the preventive piece. Then we move on to long-term care. Now, I'm going to pick on a standard couple. I know there's a lot of singles out there, single and individuals out there listening to the show, but let's talk about a couple because I think this kind of resonates more when you have these types of issues.
There's additional risks there, right?
Right. Yeah. So one of the things that people need to do, if you're listening onto the show or you're going to view it on our other social medias or listen to the podcast after, write down all the activities you do in your home. From financial management to putting up the Christmas tree
right.
to
shoveling the walk, shoveling the lawn.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, lawn
cooking
care,
dinner,
everything.
Yep.
All those activities just to survive in
yep.
your home
yep.
and have that kind of lifestyle.
Yep.
And then write down who does what. There's blue jobs and there's pink jobs out there. Okay. You got the blue jobs and your wife's got the pink jobs. And God forbid something happens to your spouse where she is not able to do the activities or the tasks that she has
mm-hmm.
normally done,
mm-hmm.
who the heck's going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it you?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you outsource that?
Right.
And if you outsource that, is it to family members? I know you're going to get your two girls to do all the work, so that doesn't matter. But if they're not around, they say, Dad, I'm not even coming near you. Who's going to do it?
Right.
And it could be you'd have to hire somebody outside.
Right.
There's a cost.
Right.
Take it one step further. If both of you are unable to do it, who's going to do it?
Right.
And then take it one step further. If one of you has to go into a long-term care facility because home care is not adequate for your needs,
yep.
then what are you going to do? What kind of care do you want? Where is it going to be? And then what we do is we start taking all that information and put a cost towards it.
Correct.
We start to assign dollar amounts for everything you're outsourcing and the quality of care you may need in the long term.
Right.
So phase three is long-term care. What would you need? If you take your preventive information, your annual health checkup with your doctor, your DNA testing, look at that and say that's somewhat of a foreshadow. And then let's look at what we can do from a pink jobs, blue jobs, write everything down. Who's the alternate to that? Put a cost associated to it and then go into the long-term care needs and put in a cost associated to that. You understand what the total cost would be for the health bucket. Then you can decide what assets will be the best to dedicate into that bucket to reach that objective.
I'll give you two very real examples about that happened this week. I'll make it quick because I know we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Someone very close to us. Has a mother that is in a long-term care facility. He got a call this week
yeah.
that her costs are going up 60%.
Overnight.
60%
overnight.
Now, let me put the dollar figure in perspective because the percentage sounds big, but it's from $5,000 a month to $8,000 a month because of the additional support
that
and
she
hours
needs.
That they have to put in, the caregivers have to put in.
How do you all of a sudden get this big smack in the face saying, I need $36,000 more a year to take care of your mother?
Right. But that's $100,000 a year on an after-tax basis to support that person. This is serious money by anybody's definition. The second one was interesting. I talked with a client this week, and he's an older father. So he's become a father of two children later in life. And he's concerned that if his wife were to pass, that he's really not that capable, as the kids are younger, of taking care of the kids properly. That's a $400,000 cost we determined, right? So these kinds of things are very real. We got to think about them. Sometimes it sounds scary, right?
Yep.
These conversations aren't necessarily fun to
have. It's not to scare the right. listeners or viewers on this. This is not the purpose of that. The purpose is to educate and inform and have that empowerment that you know you've got things under control. The problem that people have is people say, what if?
Right.
And they don't know what to do
right.
just in case. So I paint the picture as, you know, the fire alarms we have in our hallways in this building and so forth.
Yep.
in the event something goes wrong, break glass, pull fire alarm.
Yep.
That's exactly what the health bucket strategy is designed to do.
Right.
In the event something goes wrong, break the glass, pull the fire alarm, and you've got your process set up.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, listen, we got to leave it there. We don't want to overdo this, but everybody gets the idea, I think, very strongly that this is an asset class, and we're going to talk about that asset class and how it relates to the four buckets, right, the other three, at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, that's going to be on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine and Spirits. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Any of the segments we did today or in past are going to be at morethanmoneyradio.com in our archive section. You can also have them directly delivered to you every single week by searching for More Than Money CHQR on your favorite podcast app or in iTunes. So get set up. We love talking to you. Thanks for tuning into another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.